Benny and Mal's Body Teasers, with support from the Nuffield Council on Bioethics.
Ah, hello again. Now, as Nurse Nanobot loves to point out, my lab can get a bit messy. But what she doesn't realise is there's an awful lot of interesting stuff going on under all that mess. Take Benny and Mal, for instance. They are microbes, that's single-celled organisms to you and me, who live at the bottom of an old test tube. And being single-celled organisms, they are very single-minded. Just have a listen. Benny and Mal never agree on anything.
You're not listening. No, I am listening. You're the one that's not listening. You keep interrupting me.
So, lads, what's the hot topic today?
Listen to what I've got to say.
Oi, lads, what's the hot topic?
Sorry, mate. Well, you know we were watching that film about pirates. Mal said he wouldn't mind trying out a wooden leg like the pirate captain had, but I said that there is a bit more to think about when it comes to artificial limbs.
And like I've been saying, surely everyone can agree that artificial limbs are brilliant. End of. They help people without hands to pick things up and help people without legs to get about and even run.
You're thinking of those guys at the Paralympics, right? Those cool blades.
Yes, to be honest, I was thinking of them too. Now, how on earth can science used in a helpful way like that be wrong?
Nothing wrong with those examples. No one's going to argue with that. But sometimes a dilemma is created when you think about where things are going.
Well, if it's one of them fellas at the Paralympics on those blades, they're going 100 metres normally in a straight line towards the finish.
All right, but what if technology gets so amazingly advanced that artificial limbs allow you to run faster than a typical athlete? Say, 100 miles an hour?
Well, that would be brilliant. Although, would that mean they could only run against other super fast blade runners? Wouldn't be fair to put them in a race against, well, anyone that hasn't got them, I suppose.
You see, it's already not quite as simple as you thought.
Definitely a dilemma. But that's okay, you haven't convinced me it's a bad idea yet, though, these 100 miles per hour blades. Having their own sports event wouldn't be the end of the world, would it?
All right. What if your artificial leg could carry additional technology, like the internet, or even weapons?
Whoa. You've gone a country mile there. 1 minute we're talking about helping someone get around, and now we're discussing a robo-runner.
Well, constraints of time, mate. Okay, what if babies could have their legs replaced with artificial limbs when they were born?
All right, Benny, my old mate. What if the legs meant no one would ever get tired and old people wouldn't need walking sticks? What if it meant no more PE? Yeah, you didn't think about that one, did ya?
Fair points, Mal, and nice counter-arguments there.
Thanks, Benny. Felt it was necessary.
But I think that all we've managed to do is show that if we don't think carefully about things, then there's a chance we get...
100 mile per hour babies with robo gun legs!
We can get things turning out in a way we didn't want. Just takes a bit of thought now to really work out how we can best use the science and technology at our disposal.
It's a brain-busting body bamboozler for sure.
Sure is. Catch you next time.
Benny and Mal's Body Teasers, with support from the Nuffield Council on Bioethics. Find out more at funkidslive.com/Benny and Mal.